You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Right now we're talking about coffee. As if ordering coffee wasn't complicated enough. Have you ever looked at these menus? I'm a tea drinker, so it's always just so overwhelming to think of the varieties and all the different sorts of combinations you can have when it comes to your cup of coffee. So as if that wasn't complicated enough, there are changes afoot for coffee lovers and drinkers, and more importantly, manufacturers. There's been a year-long process to look at new draft rules about what can be sold as coffee and what can't. If we look back, it was in 2019 where the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, they issued their first draft of regulations relating to coffee, chicory and related products intended for sale here in South Africa. In essence, under this new proposed legislation, it would give the department powers to set standards for agricultural products. And so they are looking at the descriptions, at what goes into some of these products. And coffee, their exercise and the what they've been looking at around coffee has raised some interesting questions. Now, Philip De Wet has been following the story quite closely. He's a journalist at Business Insider. So we've invited him to explain this web of what is coffee and what isn't. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Zanya.
Great to have you on the show today. You've been watching this process quite closely, and I thought who better than to tell us what it is that has brought this about. Why was there a need to do this?
Look, this is something quite close to our heart because the net is tightening around misleading descriptions of all kinds. So, for instance, there are similar rules now being put in place in terms of juices, fruit juices and orange juices,
yes,
and around ice cream and around various other things, because the argument is, and the South African government has held this for a long time, as do other jurisdictions, that people are quite easily misled by what's on the front of the tin or on the front of the box. Sure, there might be an ingredients list in the back which tells you that you're basically drinking chicory and dextrins, which are derived from starch, but on the front there's a picture of coffee and there's a name that says Recoffee, and you might be under the impression that you're drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the coffee specific version of that, and you'll be interested to know that there's a similar process underway around tea to define what is tea and what is not tea, what is coffee and what is not coffee, what is 100% orange juice and what is an orange juice blend. And this is simply a very clear roadmap that now says, on the 1st of November 2021, here is what we will mean by coffee. And anyone who says they're selling coffee and it doesn't fit these standards,
mm-hmm,
will basically be a criminal.
Yes, and it's as serious as that you could end up behind bars if you mislabel the contents.
It is. And this is, I mean, agricultural products in general, there are a lot of rules around food safety and around food integrity. And all of those have criminal consequences. And this now falls under the category of rules of representation and misrepresentation. So
Yeah. Now
there is a very clear standard on what is coffee. And if you're pretending to sell coffee when you're not, well, fine, you know, then there are criminal sanctions for you. So
This
is very important stuff for the manufacturers, absolutely. And ultimately, the hope is that, you know, it'll then give us as consumers a very great clarity on what we're buying, so that we aren't accidentally or on purpose misled.
Yes, well, clarity, you talk about clarity. It seems like, from what I've seen, the rules specify 11 categories. I know it's important, but this is quite broad. These categories of the mixtures or what is in there, on a relative scale of sorts.
It does get quite complicated. So it sounds quite easy. What is coffee? Well, coffee is ground coffee beans, right?
Mm.
But we have a lot of stuff in the market which is not simply that. A lot of prepared drinks. And again, you know, it's not necessarily that people are trying to scam you or rip you off. But you might buy something that is called cappuccino mix off a shelf. Now, that contains some coffee and it can contain some milk powder. It may contain some sugar as well. You may intentionally like, some people are weird and like the taste of chicory. So they want a chicory-heavy drink, perhaps, which they think of as coffee. Some people want a mixture of the two. So these 11 categories run from coffee beans, mm-hmm. the beans picked from the plant and roasted in a certain way, nothing else going on there, right down to something like a chicory and coffee mix, which may have a couple of granules of coffee in it, but is primarily chicory. In between, you've got stuff which has glucose added, you know, for that extra sugary kick. You've got stuff with other food additives. And then, of course, we're increasingly seeing the kind of the flavored coffees. So you may have a mixed coffee, which is a little bit of chicory, a little bit of coffee, a little bit of vanilla flavoring or something else going on in there. It really tries to leave room for all of this so that you don't actually stop people from buying the stuff that they want, but that you have these clear delineations between what is coffee and what is a coffee mix.
Yes, and what is this going to mean for especially those instant coffee brands that are household names? And I was looking at taste tests. To be honest, some of them don't fare too badly, even though there is a big... And we'll find out in a short while when we speak to David Wallstra about what is chicory. But there are those household brands that we grew up calling coffee. I remember my Blinkers being taken off, my bubble being burst by a coffee snob who was just had such disdain for some of these household brands. And they said, that is not coffee. How dare you?
Well, it isn't. It isn't technically coffee. And a lot of these things are now not or will not be legally coffee as soon as these rules come into full force and effect. I myself grew up thinking that re-coffee was coffee, and that's how coffee tasted. Re-coffee has much less coffee than you may think. It's about one-fifth coffee, actually, and there's a lot of chicory and other stuff that goes in there. And that is how we grew up with... you know, some of these products were put in place at a time when coffee was extremely expensive, mm-hmm. and what you're dealing with is actually cut coffee. Others, so the likes of Coffee House, which literally means coffee house, has glucose in it because they were looking for something a little bit sweeter. And South Africans love it. Yes, the snobs will give you a hard time for drinking re-coffee. There are many people who love it. So the only difference here now is that if re-coffee ever tried to market itself as coffee, it would be in deep trouble. But if it tells you that it's selling you a drink which contains chicory and coffee, well, perfectly fine.
Does that mean we have sort of a new category of, you know, prepared beverages?
We do. So in the last version of these rules, a specific new category was introduced for chicory and coffee mixtures. So before we had coffee and chicory mixtures, and that still exists. But for that to qualify for that, your product has to be at least 50% coffee. So if you're buying something off the shelf which says it is a coffee and chicory mixture, you know that half of what's in that tin is coffee. Now you can buy a chicory and coffee mixture, and you will know that at least 50% of that is chicory. Of course, re-coffee doesn't qualify as that because it's not even 50% chicory. It's got too many other product ingredients in there. But you will hopefully, you know, come to know these categories and know what it is that you buy, which also means that if someone comes up with a competitor for re-coffee or for Frisco or for Coffee Hate, they can describe it in similar terms. It is hoped that that will allow for a bit more competition in the market as well. And maybe you'll find a new favorite chicory.
Precisely. Well, Philip, thank you for breaking it down. The window for public comment has passed, and this is something that is likely to come in place. You said next year, the 1st of November, 2021. So we're a year away, which can easily fly by. That was Philip DeVette, journalist at Business Insider, just giving us a breakdown of this draft policy that the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development has issued. They did a first draft last year. The second draft came out this past Friday, in fact, from the department. And that's what it means for your coffee lovers, coffee drinkers. What do you think? What do you think of these changes? I think it's good, especially when you think of the other categories. And you can tell me about the other categories that you believe should also get this level of scrutiny. But what exactly is chicory? If you want to stick with your chicory strong brands, what are you drinking exactly? We're going to answer that question after the break with David Wallstra, the owner of Seam Coffee at Third Space.
Spend your afternoon with Azania Mosaka on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
We're talking about coffee and some of the proposals that are mentioned in the follow-up to the first draft. This is a number of drafts later, but a follow-up to that first draft from the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development around products, the labeling, the description, the contents of products that are sold in South Africa. So they will have the power, they have the power to set standards for agricultural products. And we spoke to Philip de Wet, who was looking at coffee mainly, but this is going to affect other categories like ice cream, other products, I should say, like ice cream, juices, tea. One person, Tebogo, says, I think honey should be looked at as well. Syrup is also sometimes labeled honey, even though it's not 100% honey. I'm with you there. So which other categories do you think should get this kind of scrutiny? Let us know. But for now, though, let's speak to David Walstra. David is the owner of Seam Coffee at Third Space. Philip did such a great job at outlining what these new regulations mean, but it could also mean a sort of new category, you know, just a cousin to coffee in the space, in this beverage space, and in the name of chicory. So what is chicory exactly? David, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Azania.
As someone trading in the real bean, you know, in coffee, have you been watching this all of this talk?
We were actually joking about it earlier. This is crazy. And I think Philip put down a good article. So, yeah, definitely been watching it. And, you know, what the question is, what is coffee? I think people have got an assumption on what it is. But this article certainly highlights that it's not really what it says it is sometimes.
Yes. So what is chicory then?
So chicory, just like coffee, is a plant. It's a family of dandelion, in fact, and it's the root. And the root is then roasted as you would coffee, and the root has got a very nutty or wooded flavor. We've never roasted it in the specialty game. We don't sort of concern ourselves other than with Arabica, but it definitely adds a different flavor profile to the coffee. So it's added to enhance certain flavors or even cut it because coffee can be too expensive. And that's actually how it came into being. It was in France where they had a shortage of coffee. So they brought in chicory to give us sort of a coffee flavor.
But David, it's got zero caffeine in it. You say it's a completely different plant.
Yeah, it's a plant. It's got nothing to do with coffee. It's something that came into being because there was a shortage of coffee.
Wow. Yeah. I thought maybe it's a derivative or, I don't know, maybe the husk of the coffee bean or something, or that it was related to the coffee bean or somewhere at least close in the family. This is a completely different plant. It comes from the root. And so what is it like on its own, or is it given flavor? Is it given the coffeeness by the addition of coffee to it? Do we know what it's like on its own?
So in our game, it's a specialty side of it. You add something to cover a flavor defect, or in other words, to enhance it. So in other words, that the coffee is not really that good, that's why you add that. Mm-hmm. So that does an awesome job of giving that nutty sort of different flavor to it. But coffee, you want kind of a base being chocolate, so I'm generalizing. But it does a great job of enhancing certain flavors. But it is really, unfortunately, sort of associated with the cheaper end of coffee. But there it does a great job so that those drinking instant coffee can get it at a price that's palatable.
And more affordable. That's more affordable. Yeah. Okay. And as you said, with you as specialty coffee makers, this never enters that arena at all. Is it mainly then found in the more FMCG sort of space? Do we still have David? I think something's happened to his line. David Walstra is, we're just looking for David in the ether of virtual communication. David, are you back? Oh, doesn't look like it. Does not look like it. We'll try.
There we go.
Yes, there you are. There you are. Yes, go ahead, David. Just like, where is David?
Sorry, just to unpack. So you get Robusta and you get Arabica. Those are the two. When we generalize about coffee, so Robusta is grows at low altitude, has more caffeine, and caffeine is a pesticide. It's there to ward off pests. That's its job. So Arabica grows at higher altitude, less pesticides, in other words, less pests to ward off. Right. So those are the two broad categories we look at.
Oh, right. Okay. No, that makes sense. One person wants to know, can you tell the difference looking at it just by, to the naked eye, not to say, is there a way of differentiating?
In its instant format, there's definitely no way of differentiating. If it's in its ground format, it would really be a telltale sign being smell. But if it's mixed together, it becomes even harder to differentiate.
It'll, because we're going to pick up the coffee smell.
Correct.
Yes, because it's diluted. Okay, it's disguised. It's dressed up as. David, thank you very much. Thank you for breaking that down.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
Super. Thanks very much. Thanks, Sonia.
That is David Walstra, the owner of Seam Coffee at Third Space, just breaking down what chicory is. But a previous guest on the show, and that is Mpotsu Kudu, she's listening in, and she says, chicory root is high in inulin, a prebiotic that is beneficial to gut health. So it's not entirely a baddie, or, you know, it might not be as glamorous or as it doesn't have the status that the coffee bean has, but there is some good out of it, as Mpotsu Kudu is outlining there. And we could get a new category, and that is more around chicory and less around coffee on this, especially when you look at the categories that have been specified, the 11 categories, because it is on a sort of spectrum as a result. But coffee has been cut, has been mixed with other things, glucose being one of them. And in another case, as Philip was outlining, and as David has just broken down with chicory. So if you drink some of these brands, take a closer look at the composition, and you might need to make a change, or maybe keep things as is, just don't offer or say that it's coffee. Some of your reactions more on this exercise that's been undertaken by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. One person says lemon juice and other juices. Yes, Philip mentioned that you can't label something orange juice if it is like, we'll see what they decide or where they land on that. But simply to title it orange juice when it's a juice blend is also deceptive. Or to call something ice cream when it's a dessert, that I think that's been the most vile, I think, of all of these. To expect ice cream and then what you get in there is a sort of dessert, you know, doesn't even become creamy. It doesn't even melt the way ice cream does. So I think it's very necessary. And tea as well. We'll wait to see what the differentiators there will be.